Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Today, I'd like to speak to you about keeping a balance and moderation, especially when you have set new intentions for 2023, doing the last New Year celebrations. And sometimes we have these intentions where we say, okay, I want to do this, 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 this. And sometimes it's just overwhelming because we implement radical change. Is it sustainable? This is the question. Are you going to be able to continue implementing and executing this change for more than 1 month? And that's sometimes where people fall off the wagon because they have just totally changed or creating change in such a rapid way that it is not sustainable and they will fall back into their old habits. So how do you find the moderation and the balance? Number one is always keeping in mind self-love, loving yourself. And sometimes, you know, whatever you want to implement, any intention that you have, you're not able to fulfill it directly. And that is okay. So forgiving yourself at that very moment that it's okay to not always attain the goal. And it's not just a sense of failure, because otherwise we are riding ourselves back into the circle or cycle, the fear of not being good enough. And that's exactly maybe that many of us want to heal within. Number two is making sure that you're listening to yourself. When you sometimes set a goal or an intention, you have maybe peers around you, friends, family, loved ones that do not share the same opinion with you. But you know for yourself, you want to implement this specific change and have an intention to do so for 2023. They are not you. This is something really important. No one can judge how you feel in your own skin. So no one can assume what is best for you. Only you know what is best for you. This is something really important to bear in mind. If you scatter your energy left, right, and center and not bring it back in and listen to everyone around you, key is that you find a solution all within. Because otherwise it's not a sustainable solution. Maybe it's a solution because you felt peer pressure. And when that happens, you will maybe notice in a later stage that it's not really what you wanted. Number three, knowing that everything comes to the right time. The universe, there is a certain trust we need in the universe. And anything that is meant to be will happen in a certain stage when it's meant to be. And this is this ingrained trust in spirit, divine, universe, God, whatever you want to call it, that we cannot force things sometimes when it's supposed to not happen at that specific time and moment. So just trust wherever you are at that very moment is the best place and it's meant to be for you to be there. You sometimes have regrets and where you say, oh, I should have done this, 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 or forgiveness is the key and there is no should have or I should or any regrets because there's a reason why we are at the stage where we are. So number one is self-love. Number two is listening within no matter what happens around you and really letting go of the peer pressure. Number three is trusting the divine timing and everything that happens. So if you have an intention and you have started implementing it, let's say doing sports, let's say watching what you eat, let's say working on your career, anything that the intentions you have put into place, make sure that they're attainable. And they always come from a place of self-love. That does not mean that we do not need self-discipline. Of course we do need self-discipline. But we also should not beat ourselves up if we have maybe had high expectations towards ourselves and we have not attained specific goal in a specific timing. Namaste, namaha.